adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me is Timothy Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are also he, him.
Mike Bogman.
Hey, my pronouns are he, him, and there's always a skeleton with you that you can't see.
Mika Howard.
Hi, guys. I have a joke for you. It is PG-13. Can I tell it, please?
Please. I want to hear
Absolutely.
Okay. Blue birds have blue babies, and red birds have red babies. What kind of birds have no babies?
Scared.
No birds?
Swallows. My pronouns are she, her.
No.
I don't get it. They do have babies. They wouldn't exist otherwise. Hey, returning, Jennifer Cheek is here.
Hey, everyone, I'm back.
What's up?
I'm Jennifer. My pronouns are she, her.
What's up?
I'm back. Can't keep you down, baby. Try to keep me busy with work, and I say, fuck you. I'm playing D&D tonight.
Thank you, not Jennifer. Thank you, other people, for holding it down last week when I wasn't here. I did listen to it, and I was a little mad about how funny you were. But I'll let it go this time.
Thank you. No, we had so much fun last week. We had so much fun last week. Didn't we have so much fun?
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun, actually.
Nika, I have a follow-up question about your joke.
Yes.
Are you implying that if you spit, you get pregnant?
No, I was actually going to fuck up and like fuck up on purpose because I always fuck up and tell a joke and say spits instead. But then I was I'm gonna tell it right.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
You made the right choice.
And Nika, from now on, every episode, I will have just lots of ranged people just constantly firing arrows at you.
Pew, 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 pew.
So excited.
All right, great. I got a DM from a local here in Rochester from their brother, from Margo. Margo just came out of COVID, and they are a big listener of the podcast, and so just shout out, hang in there, Margo.
Hang in there, Margo.
And then I'm going to follow that up with some wonderful news. Our buddy, Mr. Red, has absolutely destroyed it.
Oh, my God.
Also, Bapperson, of the Bapperson Rule, those two maniacs collaborated to transport our wiki from our old broken thing that old broken software that stopped working a long time ago and is now on fandom.com.
Wild,
if you go to Geekly Inc, click on the wiki link at the top and it will take you there, or just type in geeklyinc.com/wiki and boom, you'll be right over into the new wiki land and it actually works.
Mr. Red is currently in the chat right now.
Hell yeah. he is a true hero.
Mr. Red, thank you for your service.
I like that Thirst the Sprite is listed under important articles.
It is.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, it should be.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Big deal.
Hopefully, all of the Texas Geeklies are doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing what y'all are going through is absolutely turning me into the Joker. If you don't live in the Texas, find a way to do something good in our country, because we're so fucked.
Everything's so bad.
You know, it is what it is. You know, no more doomer stuff. If you live in America, you know how bad it is, but just try to do something better for people in the world. I don't know what that could be. If you have to pause your Patreon to us to give to some charity or something like that, that would be good. Whatever you need to do, because it's bleak.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We have dice to give away. That's right. If you just enter hashtag geekly twitch good, you can win some beautiful, delicious diehard dice just like this one. And you know, we can you know, you get the code and you get whichever GD dice you want with the code. Oh, yeah. As long as it's within the cache. I don't know if they have any like diamond dice or something like that, but we love math rocks, don't we, folks? Geekly twitch good.
I couldn't live without them.
Yeah,
get your own diehard dice at diehardice.com. Thank you, diehard.
Congratulations to Spoopy Becky! Spoopy
nice.
Becky, you have won some delicious math rocks, and they sound a little something like...
They're too loud.
I hate this.
Congrats. If you want to get your... If you want to come and win, head on over to twitch.tv/geeklyinc every Tuesday around 8:43 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And we hang out and have fun here.
Yeah.
Can we get a geeklyinc.com/Twitch? Because I always put that in.
Mm. That's a good URL. I love it, actually.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We can do that.
If you didn't win the diehard dice this week, that's okay. You can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code greetingsfeb. For the rest of February, dash Feb for the rest of February, and then you most likely you'll be listening to this in March.
Greetings dash MAR,
and that's 15% off. Holy shit! Fuck! You'll kick your mom.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Type geeklyinc.com/twitch.
That's fast. Fuck you. Really?
Michael's like a hacker.
Hacker man.
He's like a hacker.
I love it. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. I'm here for all of you. If anyone else needs a redirect.
Can we have geekly.tv/Twitch?
Oh my god.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm kidding. That's too confusing. I don't want it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stop. Stop.
It's gonna cost us $8.
A year? Okay.
Alrighty. Wow. Well, frig, I guess. Oh yeah, we can get geekly.tv for $45 a year. let's roll d20s and find out what happened last time. I don't think me and Jennifer have to roll.
Yes, you do.
I think we don't.
Also, Tim doesn't, I guess.
What?
Yeah, legally, I don't.
Oh, damn. It's a roll-off.
Michael, you said you listened to it, so.
Son of a dick.
Wow.
Yeah, but I wasn't here. That's the rule.
I did not listen. I am sorry.
Yeah, I didn't roll last week, this but, is, you know.
What'd you get, Bachman?
Oh, my God. I got a 2 again?
Son of a dick. I got a 2 also.
What? Oh,
no. Okay. Okay. Let's lie about our roll off too. Here we go. Oh my God. I got another 2.
This is so crazy.
I actually rolled an 18.
All right. Whoa!
I guess, Nika, what happened last week?
Please tell us.
On the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
Last week we took on the EEG killer, who is a tall, sexy vampire. Last week was extremely horny with the Chaos Crew.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Tracks.
We fought Tim's monsters, the EEG killer, sexy vampire, and their minions. Scud almost died.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, just dropped, you know, unconscious, but I probably would have made him get eaten by the slimes.
Oh, my God.
So many.
Wow.
And then since you guys are in sludge, I would make Scud roll constitution saving throws with disadvantage, or death save with disadvantage, because he was choking on mud, on wet mud.
And I would have done it, too.
Yeah, I know. The amount of respect, Michael, that you must get as DM, it made me really be jealous of you, because I felt so much respect as DM just like last week.
And Tim's like, I love this.
I love this. So much respect.
Really?
That's not my experience at all.
I'm constantly feeling the opposite of that.
I feel constantly disrespected.
I think that the biggest thing that happened, at least my biggest glimmer last week, was that Tim threw something at me that I got to use catch missile mm-hmm. on. Whatever.
Yeah.
Redirect.
Yeah, you explicitly said that I never do that.
Yeah, no, you did it. Michael, you've never done it. Every time I ask.
I don't.
Every time. And you never throw something at me. I just want you to throw something
just
at my face.
Throw something at Nika. She likes it.
There's going to be archers just constantly from now on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no, perfect. Michael's trying to kill us every episode. He's power gaming every episode.
I have a question.
That's just true. I've always said that.
Are we still in the middle of the recap? Is there more? Or was that pretty much what happened last time?
It was very horny.
It was a trippy fever dream, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, because the reason I'm asking is because what was Rowan doing?
She was crying about her daddy and
about right.
fused into a giant mushroom.
Nice.
But yeah, you know, it was, it was basically the half hallucination, half...
We're tripping balls.
Half Toby...
In the abyss.
Half Toby possession.
Are we in the abyss?
Still in the abyss, yeah.
In the abyss.
In the mushroom zone.
Tripping balls.
So is this like real damage?
Yeah,
it's real.
It's real, because Toby's able to create manifestations of things and infuse them with... Shadowfell.
You gotta heal Scud up. We're gonna be fucked.
Along with whatever type of entity was overtaking him, boosting his illusory powers. It was like when you unlock a door to a big Snorlax and they just come in. You know what I'm saying? This makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like my brain is only half functioning today, so I can't tell if, like, I just don't understand or...
Right. Well, because, like, the enemies that you were fighting were more real than the locations for which you were fighting near, meaning the monastery and the hamlet.
So, like, there were creatures that you were fighting, but the there was trippiness with it. Looks like you're here, but you're actually fighting them.
Exactly, because the people were able to leave their areas, and they're in, like, a bubble, kind of. So you're still, near this bubble, but all the other... kind of spores and gunk in the abyss air started coming back, so it barely even looked like anything was that different. But there is definitely a ring of muck and mire that has been kicked up.
Michael, I only have 5 hit points, so if you're trying to work out some issues, now's the time, brother.
Ooh, yeah.
So I guess Toby regains his consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and everyone sort of comes to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, don't dunk me. Oh, my hair's all wet.
Gotcha.
Whoa, you're all bloody. What the hell?
I'm about to die. I should probably use some prayer healing, huh?
What happened?
Rowan, Rowan sits up from the mushroom. Like, I come out, like, sit up the mushroom, and my hair looks fucking crazy. And honestly, I kind of look like shit.
I thought you were going to say, and my hair looks fucking great.
No, it's not good. It kind of looks like
yourself.
It's a bedhead. This is a real bedhead situation. And not like cute bedhead, but like, ooh. you were drooling for several hours.
Oh, no.
And Ryan kind of like rubs her eyes and looks around and was like, how'd we get here? Rowan doesn't remember shit. I've decided.
Everybody gets 8d8 plus a couple, plus two healing. I did prayer healing.
Sick. A d8 and then two, plus two?
8d8.
8d8! That's very different.
Yeah.
I have a headache, but yeah, we're no longer on top of the giant mushroom and we're down here on the ground, but yeah, my throat's a little sore, my eye hurts, but huh, I guess you dunking me in that stuff messed me up, and I guess maybe you got messed up from it too, somehow.
It was definitely the most intense swirly I've ever given. The only swirly I've ever given.
Huh, I guess it was worth it then. Huh.
Scud's first swirly. Scud's first swirly.
Well, I guess we should get out of here. This isn't. We probably don't want to be in the surface of this area for too long, right?
I mean, yeah, it fucking sucks here.
I feel weird.
You hear like a creepy insect-like sound from the distance.
Like a buzzing?
Yeah, like a weird, almost electrical, but super creepy. It like tingles in the back of your spine kind of thing.
Does it sound like a bug zapper?
I gotta have something for this. I'm a ranger.
Is that creepy to you?
Oh, I don't know. I like if I were a bug.
It sounds creepy.
Oh, okay.
Michael!
Yes?
I have a thing. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is what it says. While tracking other creatures, you can learn their exact number, their size, and how long ago they passed through the area. Now, I don't know what constitutes tracking.
Do a survival roll.
Okay.
Get their measurements.
14?
Nice job. Good roll.
This seems to be a fairly heavily trafficked area, and you can see lots of very monstery footprints in the ground.
Oh.
You can't really make out, you know, how many or exactly where.
Creatures are moving through this area.
Demons.
Demons, specifically.
Yeah.
We should probably leave because Rowan points out all the little footsteps on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I said. We should go.
Yeah, let's peace out.
Scud's limping. He's like, I'm fine.
Scud, did you heal yourself partially?
Yeah, I got the same 88 y'all got.
Bucky goes, I'm so hungry for nachos for some reason.
Well, Bucky would remember what happened.
He's just not putting it together.
He doesn't put the two and two together.
Yeah, he's not. Huh. Weird.
Huh.
And so it's Bucky and Eckhart are the only other ones. Bucky, Daisy, and Eckhart are the only ones that are there, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we kept, because Bercy's back on the ship.
Yeah.
We kept, like, and Lanny, right? Because we're like, listen.
Yeah.
Space pirates are going to try to steal us.
Again.
You have to save us.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue deeper into the abyss.
Yeah, what are you, so right now you're under the, like, mushroom cap line, essentially. Mm-hmm. Where are you going, and how are you going?
That's the question I don't want to answer.
I could be first. If you want our pecking order.
Well, I mean, it's the whole thing of, like, do we want to fly?
But then is the thing, is this a place where it's, like, if we're flying, then we're going to be seen and attacked?
Maybe.
Kind of a situation. But I guess we don't know that.
It's also dangerous on the ground, too. So, like, yeah, I forget what we did last time.
Dangerous.
Basically, it's, like, I can fly on my broom, someone can hold on, and then I can cast levitate on someone, and then someone else can ride on Daisy with Bucky. And then maybe something else too. I don't really know.
Yeah,
but I guess if you want to trek on the ground, that works too. It's
well, because it's like flying, we're more visible, but it's faster.
Yeah,
and you're on the ground. That doesn't necessarily mean you're not visible either on the ground.
Exactly.
So
there could be traps.
I'm kind of tempted to. I kind of feel like flying might make more sense.
Yeah,
it's a little dangerous, but
Tim, you can like make like walls and things, right? Like you've got spells to make. Like physical, like objects.
Yes.
And thing. Are you? Can you move those things as part of your spells, or like?
Kind of. I can change the shape of them with a bonus action.
Okay.
And I can sort of make some of them appear to like move within things, but it's not like I create a platform per se. Well,
could you create a cage and attach it to your flying broom, and then it's just a cage on a flying broom?
Yes, I believe so. Because it's not moving itself. The thing for which it's anchored to is moving. So I'm casting illusion on the broom.
Mm.
I was basically trying to come up with a way that I could use my, like, a summon lesson demons and force them to pull a sled. And I, the only thing I could think of is if they had two walls and I had that circle of salt, like on a platform or something, and it was like being pulled behind them, like they'd only have one direction they could go just down between those two walls. It, next time we get into a hallway, I'm not walking like a sucker.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that might work. We shouldn't do it.
I was just thinking about how, like, you know, like, you're like, oh, like, the horse, like, you gotta, like, dangle a carrot in front of it. What would you dangle in front of lesser demons to make them run towards it? Like, I gotta
lesser demons.
A soul?
Yeah, even lesser demons.
I was thinking, like, a hot dog. I feel like they would be like, oh, bro.
Yeah, go for a hot dog.
Probably a hot dog or, like, a math textbook.
Why would they like a math textbook?
Because they're creatures of chaos.
Why wouldn't they?
And math is so ordered.
Well, they want the math book so they can like write cusses in it.
Yeah,
so
they want to like kiss it and piss on it.
They want to draw a ding dong in
it. Oh my god. Do you ever think about if your old wieners are still in those textbooks?
Damn.
I was a good boy and I didn't write
them. I did not write in my textbooks. Yeah, I was a good girl.
Nerds.
Bogman's textbooks were. I have only seen him draw wieners. That might be the only thing he can write. His textbooks must have been literally just chock full of wieners.
Wieners and wieners alone.
It also depresses me to think that your school system is still using any of the wiener books you used right? back then.
Oh no, Tim's getting blackpilled now.
My school had tractor day, so probably
his American history book. What's happening? Are you pulling a sled?
For some reason you're still making us make a decision, even though I was talking about making the lesser demons run because of a hot dog. I thought that would be enough to distract.
I don't think I can make that work.
All right, I can carry 400 pounds.
Could Lonnie just run us on a sled? Can we like put it on some like mushroom goo or something, and then Lonnie can just run us on a sled?
Like curling. We're spreading the mushroom goo in front of the sled.
Yeah.
We don't want to be on the ground because we might step on like
a poison
trap or something.
Yeah.
One of those mushrooms you step on them, the spores little puff get of you. Dust
There's
comes
gonna be
out.
A plume.
Okay.
Do we have? Forgive me, I've been gone a few weeks. Have we figured anything out about what direction we need to go?
Yeah, they point.
You know what direction. Yeah, you know what direction.
Okay,
to go.
All right.
Yeah, it's that way.
It's that way.
And what? Sorry, we're still asking questions. What is your hit point situation like? And because I know you just did the spell, but you know you can also take a short rest. It's an hour, so that's a risk. But
yeah, I have my max hit points.
Was Rowan injured?
No.
No,
I'm good.
Lonnie has max.
I got 48.
You've got 48? Maybe we should rest a little. That's like pretty low.
I had 5.
Ooh.
Is that bad?
Yeah. What's your max?
157.
All right. So how?
I have cure wounds, but it's not very good though. Honestly,
here, take just save that for emergencies.
Okay. Yeah, because my cure wounds like at my highest level is only 5d8 plus 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we take a short nap.
Eckhart can also lay on hands.
Eckhart. We scream.
Eckhart, touch good.
I've been looking for an excuse to get Eckhart to lay his hands on me. So.
Oh no, Scud faints. Onto the mushroom.
Where did that fainting couch come from?
A tuffet.
It's a fainting mushroom.
By Rhaegar's festering wounds, would you like me to apply hit points to you?
Yes, please.
He can do a lot.
Long-time admirer, first-time receiver.
Yes, please, Mr. Eckhart Daddy.
I don't want to look it up. He gives you 50 hit points.
Whoa!
You got perfect. It, buddy. Whoa!
I'm going to be mad if I find out that it could have been more, but I'm going to assume that it was going to be
Jayla could do that, right? Jayla could give at least 50 hit points.
Oh, here. Yeah, I actually have her character sheet open.
Why?
Who knows?
No reason.
It is. Hey,
prepared for anything. I do have Tom's level 1 just in case.
You guys are going to find Aludra and Jayla.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I guess I'm the asshole.
Sorry, I was just being responsible and having Jayla leveled to 20 open in case she was needed. Yes, they can lay on hands.
But like, how much can Jayla do?
It says 75 is her max, but she only has 15 levels of paladin.
Wow.
Okay. All right, so he throws you 50.
I already added it.
If we get in a pinch, I can do more.
Paladin level times 5 is what it is.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool. All right. I can carry 400 pounds. So if you just want to drop some ropes down, and two of you can come with me, then...
drop some thick ropes.
A couple people on frickin' Daisy, and then I can levitate.
I'll go
person.
With Daisy and Bucky.
Okay.
Because Bucky's my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
So
Eckhart probably weighs a lot more than you.
Then I'll levitate Eckhart.
Okay.
So Eckhart's just like floating in the air, just to clarify.
With like a rope, with like a rope tied around him.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we'll give him a rope just in case
he's
I lose
just,
concentration.
Like, floating behind.
Yeah.
Like a balloon.
All right. Oh shit.
Like somebody can ride Toby, is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I imagine you guys have to like loop ropes down and are like hanging by your little feet underneath. Like kind of holding like this.
Oh, like yeah, like okay. Your feet are on like the knot and the, yeah. The rope, and you're holding.
Yeah, yes, we're going cool. Like pretty slow.
But I'm
pretty
I'm cool. Climbing my rope though.
Don't stop! And I'm like kicking you in the head.
Can I find like an old shield or something and have it behind so that I'm like kind of being pulled by whatever the broom? Broom? No, the carpet. Right?
Are you want to like air surf?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get pulled behind the carpet like you do in the South.
I think it's a broom, right?
Broom.
It's a broom.
This is why we never get anywhere, because we spend so much time talking about how we're going to get there.
we just really like it.
We have described so many modes of travel.
Yeah, I think sometimes people think that we're just indecisive. We just like talking about it because we're weird.
Yeah, we just think it's funny and
we
interesting.
We think it's fun. All right. All. We agree, so we do it. I'm kicking Scud in the head as he's trying to climb up the rope. I'm levitating Rhaegar in front of me, but he also has a rope in case I lose concentration.
But Daisy is flying, and Rowan is sitting, like, in the front, and Bucky's behind. Rowan's, like, laying her head on Daisy's head and is taking a nap while she's flying. Like, I just gotta take it. Just a quick one.
Aren't you our perception doer? Shouldn't you be looking out?
Sleep.
I don't see it, so it's fine.
I can look.
All right, so you're flying along. There were real big mushrooms where you were coming from, but boy howdy, are they getting bigger.
Oh. Whoa. What color are they?
It's like colors that just make you think of poison. Ooh, like acid. Like they're like green. Orangey. They're like orangey and like putrid green.
All the danger colors of nature. Okay.
Yeah. Some have like tentacles that like
go in the wind and try to grab.
Are there any of your classic toadstools that are red with little white spots on them?
Yes, there are.
Hell yeah.
But they have teeth.
I lick them.
But they're fucked up. They've got horns on them. The devil.
Some look like vaginas too, because, you know, mushrooms look like penises.
Mushrooms are very weird looking. I was just noticing this yesterday as I was dropping mushrooms in our home.
That's why Georgia O'Keeffe famously paints so many mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she's known for.
So they're like, there's more and more, they're getting denser and denser.
That one looks like a pussy.
Poby.
It does.
Eventually, the tops are mostly like touching and really obscuring the ground underneath.
Ah, crap.
Thick with mushrooms.
So it's almost like weird, bumpy fields, and occasionally there's like lots of crazy ones.
It's kind of pretty if you think about it.
Everyone is different and special in its own way.
I just feel the only bad thing about this, though, that is, where are we going to land?
On top of a mushroom.
Where would we dock in this space, you might ask?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, on top of a mushroom or something.
Yeah, these mushrooms are at this point are like redwood sized, but you know, bigger on the top.
I want to bite one.
But occasionally, as you're flying along, you can see some like sort of separation between them, forming almost like ravines and stuff.
Okay.
When you like squint and look closer. It's akin to like turning over a big rock and seeing all the like nasty bugs and worms swarming underneath it.
No.
But it's demons. It's like, you know, full size demons.
There's demons under there? What?
Ew.
Oh, what are they doing?
I really wish you guys had done the sled thing.
Like, okay, I guess you all die.
So you're flying along and up ahead. You know, it starts getting taller, but there's clearly like almost like it's almost like mountain. It's almost like a mountain.
Okay.
Also demons.
Really tall hill, probably more likely.
Yeah.
I'm from Florida, so yeah.
Of, you know, mushrooms going up, but then at the top there's this impossibly large it's essentially like a morel mushroom.
Oh yeah.
Baby.
Where they're like almost like Christmas tree shaped.
I played Stardew.
With lots of little holes in it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just Google that real quick.
Yeah, please Google it. Morel, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. Can I get a perception?
From anyone or?
Yeah, Rowan was just joking. Hour. She's actually awake.
Ooh, I got a 17. What's my perception, though?
I got a 23.
+8. Holy shit, I see everything.
Hachi machi.
I'm too focused on making sure I don't drop Eckhart into a mushroom.
I rolled bad. Okay, guys, when I said I was joking, I was awake. I actually was kind of asleep. I got a 12 total perception.
Damn. I had a 23.
Lonnie and Scud... you can tell that this appears to be is essentially like a giant mushroom, but it's also essentially like a normal-sized rotting castle.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And you can see the little holes and stuff like that, and really acting as like windows and doors.
That's so cool.
And you can see little demons kind of like crawling all over it and stuff like that, almost like a bees in a honeycomb.
How big is a demon?
Depends.
Depends, yeah. Some of them are very small.
How big are these demons?
That's what I guess what I'm wondering. Are they like
some are
like small
itty bitty,
size?
Some are 50 feet tall, you know?
What?
They're all over the place.
All over the place.
Wow. So demons of not an uncertain size are inside of this mushroom.
Yeah, some of the lower level demons look like nude dog apes. They're gross.
No! Yeah. I was thinking chihuahua size in my mind.
Called dretches. Run Descent Avernus, it fucking sucks.
Big one, small one, some as big as your head.
It's so gross. Look at them. Their little dicks out.
No, I don't like to look at that.
Yeah.
That looks like a mushroom.
Wait, you had demons with their dicks out? Where's that at?
All of demons have their dicks out.
All of them?
The internet.
Yeah.
So, so what do you do?
Well, I suppose we shouldn't just fly in, right? Does it look like there's anywhere, I don't know.
They have a loading dock?
Non-Abyssian land? I mean, I know they're pure chaos, but they gotta at least have, like, a comptroller or a dock warden, right? How do they get tariffs? How do they get tariffs?
Where is their, oh, fuck. Now I can't remember what's the person in Game of Thrones in the house. It's like, oh, he takes care of things.
Castellan.
Yes, the Castellan. Thank you. Where's your Castellan? Your mushroom Castellan.
I guess. Are we gonna have to go stealthy, or do we have to? Or is there like a?
I have to go check back.
Could we throw on like dirty? Could we like make our cloaks super dirty and then like, hey, we're like those guys that joined with Sauron. Sure, we're not orcs. Sure, we're not goblins. But hey, it's a living.
There's definitely like a main entrancey area that's a lot bigger.
Are there like guards?
Not really. It's just you just see demons milling about.
I just like imagine them like skittering through like an anthill.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like billions of them are covering the surface. It's not like
But just
that.
Like they're moving around and
yeah.
in and out of the holes of the mushroom.
There were a couple of good rolls there. You could probably find a place where you could. You know, I mean, maybe you'd be seen, but you could probably fly into an area where you know that there isn't a demon that's going to immediately jump out at you.
Let's do that.
Okay. If anyone has any, like, extra clothes, you should probably throw it over to make it, to cover up, perhaps, look how good we look. You know? I don't know.
What?
Shit.
What? we're just putting on extra clothes to look cool?
No, look bad.
Why would we want to look bad?
Because these demons look gross. Look at them.
I don't know if I... Toby, I don't have anything that will make me look bad.
Impossible. You might as well start planning my funeral. That won't happen.
Let me also remind everyone that Roma looks like shit right now. She looks rough.
I love it. Michael, so I have traveler's clothes. Could I use like my alchemist supplies to like, I don't know, cover it with like mud and mushroom bits, and I'm an artificer, so I could use like, you know, I'm good with my hands here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a stretch. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Can you roll?
I'd love to.
It's not a stretch. You are good with your hands.
Thank you.
It would be. I believe it would be a sleight of hand in theory. Isn't that or performance?
Or I roll. Something and then add my proficiency because I'm proficient with the tools.
Need any help? My sleight of hand is +0.
Cool.
So it could be if it's my dex, then it's 2 + 6, so +8. Sick! I rolled a 6! So that's a 14, baby. I don't know. This doesn't look great.
You probably aren't going to come across as demons.
Right, I don't want to come across as a demon. I'm not trying to disguise this as a demon.
Yeah, is this. What other creatures would, like, be in this land?
Evil wizards.
Bad people.
Warlocks, maybe.
Yeah, do we just need to, like, dress as goths?
Right, if we look like slime goths.
You said look bad.
Yeah,
that's
we have to look
cool.
like crust punks. Let's all look
okay.
like crust punks.
Yeah, let's do it.
So wait, you just don't want us to, like, shower for 2 weeks, wear clothes that we've worn the whole time that are really comfy,
got it.
Probably got
want
some
it.
Holes in them, and mm-hmm. you want us to smell less than ideal. Fucking done.
Yeah, Lonnie, if you still have
check and check.
Lonnie, if you still have on the gimp suit, you're good, actually.
Oh, you fucking know it. You know it.
you look bad.
Yeah, I mean Rowan already, like I said, looks bad.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I think we probably do look like a bunch of like questionable characters. Except for Rhaegar, though. God, I can only call him Rhaegar. I'm
Eckhart.
So sorry, Eckhart. Eckhart.
Eckhart, do you have anything that can make you look less radiant?
Put an eye patch on him.
Then he just looks like a hottie with an eye patch.
I'm trying to put a glove over my glorious silver hand.
What if I put this mushroom on your head like it's a hat?
I could pull my cloak up instead. I mean,
oh, okay, yeah, sure, fine, whatever, fuck.
All right, we all look pretty fucking badass.
I don't know, right? Yeah, like, we just have to hope they get massively powerful evil wizards and warlocks and naughty people here sometimes, and we're half those things, so
yeah,
let's go!
Okay, so you're flying right into that fucker.
Yeah, should we do another perception check?
Probably.
Dangers?
Sure.
Like a wisdom check to see if this is a bad idea?
I rolled a 1.
Cool.
I got a 12.
I got a 24.
Dude. That's my guy.
Sometimes I forget how good Scud's eyes are.
it's being underwater so much.
Does that make your eyesight good?
Carrot.
Oh my god.
Oh, it so does.
Yes. I rolled an 18 perception this time. Rowan is scanning to see where, maybe where there's a little, an appropriate hole for us to land in.
You find what looks like a, something that goes into an abandoned hallway. You don't see anyone in there.
Perfect.
Sick. All right, cool. All right, cool. Let's go.
So we land. We're inside now.
You land. Yes. Everyone please make a wisdom saving throw.
Is this magic?
Yes.
That seems rude.
Oh my god. I can do no wrong today. 21.
I got 23.
I got a 24.
What the hell? We're all so
I got a
20.
Critical success, baby. Drop that emote. I rolled a 20. Drop that emote. Boom, boom, boom.
If anybody wants to know what it's like to be a god, I'll be doing a Reddit AMA after this.
Bucky goes, oh, what is that noise? Please roll initiative.
What?
No.
Wait.
Michael, don't kill us, okay?
13, Michael, 13 for Toby Treacletart.
Right after I said that I was a god, I rolled a 2 for initiative.
Hey, you just want to go last, baby. You want to create a career.
Yeah,
I respect you, baby.
Yeah,
you're a big, smooth baby. I love it.
Shaved smooth every surface.
I got a 12.
22!
I know it's only in order, but whenever anyone has like a really good initiative, I'm like, damn, you're going to go twice before I go.
Well, when I actually remember that I have advantage on initiative rolls,
what?
It tends to work out well for me. Yeah.
Jennifer?
I've been remembering recently.
But. All right, remember, Michael's been threatening to murder us every episode, so if you have, you know, anything cool...
So you're saying it's time to fucking throw it out.
I'm not saying, like, burn everything, just, you know, become mean.
Bro, I'm ready to fucking use my blood fury tattoo.
Let's do it,
I'm ready,
baby.
Time to do some necrotic damage.
Wet mud.
A little necrotic duty thing to these guys? I feel like they would like it.
Hope nobody gulps us.
Do a check when
I guess
on
we gotta find out.
Michael, did you roll? I want to make sure that you got a chance to play too.
Yeah, I did. I rolled for
awesome
for Eckhart and I rolled for Bucky.
Awesome. Great.
Indistinguishable from ordinary slime or fungus. A slurpy slimy thing. It says indistinguishable. You can't roll your way out of this. This slimy slurpy thing is attacking you.
A slime?
Oh crap. Some sort of unknowable slime.
It's like a fungus around the doorway. And it's alive.
Ew.
And it's got tentacles that are gonna do punches on you.
Ew.
And also it's also trying to drive you crazy.
No!
Michael, are you sure?
I feel like goopy slimy things should not like lightning. But I don't know if that's real.
It's not real. Because the slime that I was attacking Scud with loved lightning.
Duh!
But who knows?
It's absolutely fucked!
It could be different.
Rowan, yeah. you go first.
Okay.
Rowan's so fast.
So, Michael, sorry. Is it the door through the hallway, or just like the opening in this hallway that we landed through? Is it being?
Yeah, how close are we to the goo?
Basically, you landed and it's above you and going down onto
okay,
you.
Okay, so it's like right here.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, it's
okay.
Right here.
Oh boy.
And it's above us.
Okay.
And it's indistinguishable. We're like gross, and we see it trying to like make us sad. And we're like gross.
It's trying to punch you with multiple tentacles.
Ew.
And also, it is making a weird buzzing noise.
I actually do want to like try out my tattoo charge.
Okay.
I haven't done it yet. I don't think.
Do it.
I don't really understand how it works. I don't think it's like an action. I think it just happens whenever I feel like it. Yeah, this tattoo has 10 charges and it regains all extended charges daily at dawn.
Yeah, so one of its thing is it heals you, and since you have full health.
Oh, so maybe hold on. Okay, so maybe I'll wait.
But so you don't have to.
Mostly I just wanted to see if the necrotic did anything special.
Mm.
But actually, no. I'm going to cast. I am going to cast Lightning Arrow. I'm
cool.
Do it. How does a 17 do against it?
That hits.
Good. So when I do the Lightning Arrow, it's a bonus, and it just. Yeah, so next time I make a ranged weapon attack, it happens. So basically, so because it hits, now the target will take 4d8 lightning damage.
It is resistant to lightning.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh crap.
That is so mean.
No.
I was like, that's only one of my hits. It's
no.
My
I thought lightning was going to be a hit.
It did. I guess it
turns out it fucking sucks.
I cast it at fourth level. But
But so what does that mean? What is like?
It takes half damage.
It just takes half. Okay.
Okay. Now I do have some bad news. Is anyone else close to the goot?
I mean, you all just landed together.
Okay.
On the entryway.
Well, all right, everyone. Okay.
I have 98 hit points. I'm sure it's fine.
Friends and players that are here, you help me decide right now, because I think that there could be an argument of like, okay, I probably wouldn't have chosen to do this if I had like really been thinking about it. So theoretically, I could take it back, or we could just fucking play it out, see how it goes.
Are you asking if Jennifer can get a whoopsie, work has been bad?
No, I'm just saying I am going to hit you with lightning now, because I fucked up.
So you're using an AoE spell on a one monster, and the only other creatures within range are us.
Listen.
I think we should get hit by that.
Lonnie's also resistant.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm resistant to acid or necrotic. Is lightning either of those?
No.
I'm really short, so I'm probably not within 10 feet.
I want to get hit by it, personally.
Personally.
Okay, well, I need to roll some D8.
Yeah, actually, so it's everyone within 10 feet of where it hit?
Yeah.
Where you hit? Okay, so let's say there's the person on your right and the person on your left don't get hit by it.
Okay.
Don't get hit or do?
Do not get hit. Because obviously she wouldn't shoot it, so she got hit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like...
I'm saying you get to pick two people you don't shock to death.
That I don't shock? Okay, okay, all right, listen. I'm going to not like shock Scud, and I'm going to not shock Toby. Lonnie, I know you can handle this.
Yeah, I was like, that makes sense.
Wow, Bucky gets shocked, huh?
You're also fine. Bucky, this is good for you, actually. Yeah, Bucky loves it. I'm sorry.
Bucky was already licking a battery.
Sorry, Daisy.
Daisy, you're a donkey. I hope it was really bad. Well, so I got 24, so I guess it's half of that.
Add your god damage.
Well, don't the other guys get a...
yeah, I get like a save or
roll
something.
Or something.
So this is just for the slime. That is for the slime.
Okay.
Because it's two different. It's two different things.
Got it.
You know, AoE. And yeah, so that you're right. I do need to add my god dice to this.
I want you to try to fuck me up, Jennifer.
You won't.
So it's 32. So it was 32 total.
Give it to him separate because he's resistant. Because your other two D8s are radiant.
Yeah, I already took off the electric stuff. The 24.
So then that was 8 then total.
And then 8 more?
Yeah.
A radiant.
Radiant.
It is not resistant to radiant.
And now I get to roll to damage my friends.
So then you make a dex check?
Yes. Dex check.
Dex saving throw.
Dex saving throw.
I got this.
And if you succeed, it's half as much, my friends.
That's right.
But I have evasion.
Yeah, you're good.
18
plus 29.
Oh, no, you're good. Okay. Yeah, my dex save is 18. You're fine.
Bucky got an 18. Ooh. And Eckhart got 10.
Ooh, Eckhart, my buddy. So, okay, so it's half damage on...
Buck, the Buckster.
What does it look like when Eckhart dies?
Oh, no! I keep accidentally clicking into the edible guide to edible mushrooms and messages. So I rolled it on my dice a 19. So for the folks where that is half, it's half.
Okay.
And for the folks it's not. Any questions? Man, guys, I gotta be real with you. I'm gonna be really ready to not play such a complicated character. I'm way too stupid for this. Because that is like, I'm not even done. That was just like, what am I? I'm just gonna...
I want my character sheet to have one ability hit.
I kind of do actually want that. Like,
if I can't control my character with an Atari controller.
One button.
Well, yeah, I was asking if you wanted to play a fighter. And you're like, no.
That's too boring. Yeah. Sorry.
Fighters are cool.
Fighters are cool.
Can I just fucking shoot an arrow at this slime?
Yes.
Because I haven't done my second attack yet. Gonna do it. Fuck you, slime.
Can slime even eat an ass?
That's so quick. That's so true. Man. I think they only eat ass.
I rolled great that time, so that's a 28 against the slime.
To hit? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your arrows count as magical, right?
Yes. Because the elf bow.
Okay. So now it has been injured, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not great. 19 damage additional to the slime. Nice. I wish I hadn't gone first.
Did you add your extra D8?
Yes.
Okay. Toby.
What up, what up? Okay, so this thing is like falling down towards us.
Yeah, it's on the ceiling.
Okay. I'm going to cast blindness/deafness, but for blindness. It needs to make a constitution saving throw, my friend.
Okay, it does have advantage on magical effects.
Fuck!
That is going to be a 22.
If it meets, it beats. All right, that is my turn, I think. Let me double check. I don't have anything weird. Anything weird? I don't. Okay.
It had to get a 22?
Yeah, you did it. You did great. I cast Misty Step to be far away from this gross shit so that I don't get eaten by it, because I'm tiny. I'm like those little fishies that get caught in jellyfish.
Oh.
That is my turn. Oh, crap, it didn't work. Ah! Good luck.
Alahani.
Okay, I would like to punch slime.
Punch that slime.
Can I punch the slime?
Yeah, you can punch the slime.
I wish you would.
Okay, I would like to... Bitch, I wish you would. Okay, I'm gonna punch the slime. Quad times. Oh my god, we got a 19. We'd love to see that. Okay, 19. 30? Does that hit?
Yes.
Okay, what about a 29?
Yes. 17 did hit.
17.
What are you trying to say?
That's a 26. And a 26. Okay, so all four will hit. So Lonnie comes up, just like last week whenever Lonnie had to pound the mound. We are going to slap that slime. And so
slap that slime.
Lonnie comes up. And, you know, oh, fuck. You know what is really good against slime and mold and everything like that? It is your southern at-home cleaning white vinegar, apple cider vinegar. You got to use some fucking vinegar.
That's so true. Vinegar is so good for so many things.
And you know what is a staple ingredient in egg salad sandwich? Fucking mustard.
Wow.
Main ingredient and mustard vinegar. Lonnie pulls out her fucking mustard gloves, which are just filled with little packets of mustard. And she goes up and she slaps the slime with mustard, rendering the vinegar into it, making it unable to do anything.
Would you say this was almost like a poison?
Nope, because I have absolutely no ability or proficiency with poison at all. This is just a slap with a hand coated with mustard.
This is just mustard.
This is just a role-playing rude. Mustard. Yeah, it is just rude.
Just wet, wet mud.
Yeah, just some wet, wet mustard. okay, that's 8.
Are you saying that because it's weak to mustard, Michael?
Yeah, no, it's weak to poison. You should try to poison it. Try really hard to poison it.
He's lying. Look at him. He's smiling. He never does that.
No, it likes the poison. It'll become stronger.
Okay, so Lonnie slaps 52 points of mustard damage into this slime.
Baby.
What's up with the Ric Flair reaction to that?
Yeah, I know. Like, all at the same time. Woo! I mean, that's a lot of money.
It's that spicy brown. She just like slaps it in there.
Woo! The horseradish?
You ever seen so much mustard in this? I tell you, you get a lot of mustard in this here slime.
Glad I moved away. Nice job, Lonnie.
Eckhart pulls out his sword and does several slashes upon it, and some chunks fly off.
Ew.
And it's you know, so good.
Does the buzzing sound different when it's attacked, or?
Maybe it intensifies. Bucky does kind of wander in a confused state away and doesn't really do anything.
Oh,
worthless.
And then it does 3 tentacle punches upon Rowan.
No!
That's so rude.
Well, welcome back, Jennifer.
Whoa, Michael. Oh, you're
man.
So naughty.
Wow.
I'm going to put you to bed early tonight.
Good night, Rowan.
Does a 20 hit?
Yes!
Oh my god, can we make a Good Night Rowan children's book?
Good night, Rowan. Tuck her into bed.
Here's your weed pin for your head.
I do need that.
And some good boys for you to rest.
Yes!
It hits you 3 times.
Ow.
And there's a sizzle noise as you take 54 acid damage.
God!
Whoa!
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You said he hit me three times?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I do have a thing.
I really do. And I actually don't get to use this very often. I have a thing called multi-attack defense.
When a creature hits me with an attack, I gain a +4 bonus to AC against all subsequent attacks made by that creature for the rest of the turn. So, you said, how much was it?
That was so long ago.
Chat help.
The first one was...
It kind of, it does matter because...
The first one was 20.
Okay.
So because, hit you.
The first one was 20.
Yeah, because I remember like, oh, she doesn't have shields. So.
Right. So after that first hit, the +4, my AC becomes 21.
Oh.
Okay, well then the next hit misses you, but the one after that hits you.
I'll take it.
Nice. That's cool.
So you take 36 acid damage.
I'll take it.
How does that power manifest itself?
It literally creates tentacles that come out and go...
I was talking to Jennifer.
Oh, like just...
Michael. I was talking to Jennifer.
But he's making force sounds with his mouth.
I do like that, actually. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so let's say, like, so the first it's blurts at me. Is that what it's blurts?
Actually, yeah, Michael, we need to hear you say it again so that, you know...
Yeah! So it blurts out at me, the first one. And then, you just see actually Rowan's tattoos start glowing a little bit. And the, like, you can see that, like, the poisony goo is, like, trying to, like, touch her. But it's just kind of, like, sitting there.
Yeah, you should read what your tattoo does, by the way.
Well, I wasn't actually using my tattoo.
But you can use your tattoo.
That is actually a good point. I could use my tattoo. You know what?
You might as well fuck it.
I might as well. I might as well use it and see what it feels like. So when a creature you can see damages you, which has just happened, I can expend a charge and use my reaction to make a melee attack against that creature with advantage on your attack roll. So that's...
Hey man, it's free damage, baby.
That's pretty sick.
I'll do melee. So I guess I'll use my rapier.
Yeah. It's magic.
Yeah.
Good lord, I cannot freaking roll tonight. 16.
16 misses.
Ah! Oh my god. Wait, you have advantage, don't you? Did you say that?
Oh yeah, roll with advantage. You said it. You said it out loud.
I have already forgotten.
It's been long.
That was better.
It was better and it hits.
That's a 28.
That hits.
Yay. 22 damage.
Does the tattoo add anything? I didn't see it.
No.
So just mark off one of the charges. Because okay. I'm sure it'll go through.
Because it's like basically, I guess, because what I was trying to understand, I think theoretically, I could expend two charges to do my like melee reaction and then to hit them, yeah. I would assume. But I'm just going to do one, just to do the reaction and not to do the separate necrotic damage at the moment.
Well, you might as well.
Because it says, when you hit a creature with a weapon attack, which I just did.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, shit. All right, cool. I'll do 4d6 necrotic damage also. Why not?
That's really cool. Yes. I didn't read it that way. That's.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
I think I just have to expend a charge to do it.
Yep. There's nothing that says you can't do both.
Nothing says a dog can't play basketball.
Oh, I rolled so bad. Why?
Bachman, don't bring that up. All right. Michael and I are fighting.
The wound is still so fresh.
That's a very, very touchy situation.
10 necrotic damage also.
Oh, God, I want to know more about that.
Listen to deer.
Does it like necrotic damage, Michael?
It doesn't care about necrotic damage. It is neither resistant nor sensitive.
Yeah, but at least you heal yourself that 10 damage.
Scudward.
Oh, God, how many slimes even are there?
There's one slime, and it's above you.
Shit. Wait, has there always only been one slime, or have some slimes died?
No, always one.
Just one big slime.
Jesus!
It's got three tentacles, though.
From the ground?
No, they're in the ceiling.
Jesus Christ, Michael. I can't. How big is this slime?
It is medium.
Hell yeah.
Mike, this slime looks like it's seen better days.
Okay, well, I summon a spiritual weapon up by the slime... That is the exact same shape and color of the slime, but much, much smaller. And it's going to attack. Oh, God, 25 to hit.
That hits.
Oh, my God.
Having the D&D Beyond up and seeing that pop up as you're saying it is so fun. I like it.
I hate it. I can't lie.
This is a 4D experience.
Do I have to log into the other D&D Beyond account?
No, you don't.
No, Michael, you have to join the campaign through your ill-gotten D&D Beyond account.
15 damage. What does it look like?
When you kill it, I would like to know.
Wait, do I kill it?
Wait, you kill it?
Yes.
Yes. So, yes. So the slime is up there, just like. Is, you said it's above us, literally, like on the ceiling or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this slime is like looking down, like menacing, ready for its next meal. It knows it has us right where it wants us, but it pauses as it sees itself. You know, and it just gets for a brief moment, it gets a sense of like, of just, you know, what has it become, you know, and it, as it's contemplating itself and its choices, this small tiny slime gets a lot bigger and swallows it up whole before becoming tiny again. And then a cute little burp.
I went to law school.
Yeah, it says I went to law school, and then that's it.
You win. Good job, everybody.
Yes.
You won.
Da 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 da.
Da da da
da. Rowan turns to everyone and is like, don't talk about how bad my lightning arrow was.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I don't want to talk about it. I was sleepy.
It's okay. I still love you.
The buzzing noise stops, so that's good.
Mm. Bucky, wake up.
Do you guys think it'd be cool if I like took some of the slime with me for later?
Are you trying to slime, Bucky?
Are you gonna jack off with it, Bucky?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I was. I thought he was gonna lick it like do drugs or something.
Are you gonna do drugs with it?
I was thinking about it.
Well, let me test it first,
Bucky. Well, listen. Yeah, let Toby take care of it.
Uncle Toby will give it a test to make sure it gives you one of those good highs or bad ones.
He'll take it to the lab.
Yeah, I'll take it to the lab, baby. It's time to cook.
I'll test it right now. Lonnie will just lick the slime.
But you can't tell us anything.
Yeah, but that's Lonnie, like, her thing is literally she will indulge in anything.
Frankly, I do believe that Lonnie would just, like, eat poison and be like,
If it doesn't affect Lonnie, then it doesn't matter because she's a monster.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though, but, like, Lonnie doesn't realize also that, like, just because it's okay for her, it's not okay for Bucky. Yeah.
Well, I realize that, so.
Yeah.
Lonnie licks the slime and this incredulous look comes over her face, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh my god, what just happened? But we won't find out until next week. Good cliffhanger.
Wow. What a great cliffhanger.
Lonnie starts tripping balls again.
Wow, what a great episode. Thank you so much for listening and for... Well, Michael, specifically, thank you for DMing.
Missed you. Yes, Michael, thank you.
Oh, my God. It was so good. Thank you.
Hey, I'm happy to be back.
We were so scared when you were gone. The episode we released was not what we recorded. David put that together based on scraps of other audio. It was just 3 hours of us being like, he's gone. When will it be back? God is dead.
And also, Jennifer, we don't care about her. She's old news
now. Of course, Jennifer's not here. She's going through it. What are you going to do? Nika and Bachman were nice enough to take over the review duty last time, so I'll jump in now, and then going forward, we can hot potato it. How do we say that?
Sure.
Joebby1 says, appeal to the gamers. I love the show. I started DMing a campaign with my friends after listening to these guys play. Huss Friends says, my happy place. Love this show so much. The cast is layered and creative and only gets better as the series goes on. So nice. Had to review it twice. The community is wonderful and GeeklyCon is a blast. Great laid-back Dungeons & Dragons roleplay podcast. Good way to learn D&D or just a great story to listen to. Lots of places to jump into the story. You don't have to start in episode one, but eventually should for all the inside jokes. Thanks to the cast for all the laughs and entertainment. Ward Dog says, the funniest podcast ever. Love the show. Been listening since episode one. Said bye-bye to Junpei. Shocked at Tom's shocking death. Growing up with Bucky. Foresaw Tom's death. Missing Aludra and Jayla. Where have you gone, Mrs. and Mrs. Wormsbane? But love all the new characters and think the real hero is the group chemistry and Percy Hamhands. Keep going, and now I am sad because it takes a week for new episodes. So I have been listening to each podcast 3 times, as there isn't anything as funny out there. Mamma mia, what a beautiful person.
And here's to you, Mrs. Wormsbane. Deep home holds a place for those who slay. Hey, hey, hey. Okay.
That's perfect.
All right, come on. Three more verses.
It was just
let's
in my
go.
Head.
Let's get going.
This here to you, queens of Wormsbane. Oh, fuck. Drunkarosa's enemies will pay. Hey, hey, hey.
These are great. We're getting in trouble. Victoria Rika Hika says, thank you for this episode. I assume it's this is on CastBox.
Yeah, this is back in June.
For addressing what's going on in the U.S. And then they talk about all the similar atrocities that Australia is doing to Aboriginal folks that the police are doing in custody. So if you're in Australia, I guess I'm not as learned about that, but I should educate myself and so should you about what is going on there. Everything I've heard is it's quite bad. But thank you, Victoria. Skeleto says, love your show. Listening to Ep 361 and trying not to laugh and look like a crazy person at the grocery store. Love you all.
Skeleto is a great name.
Yes, it is. Flagon of Beans says, best podcast out there. I finally got caught up after 3 years of listening, taking long breaks so I could binge for weeks. This is my favorite podcast. I love the group's dynamic and humor and the world that has been crafted by Michael and keeps me intrigued. I finally found a group of friends to play and we'll be starting our first campaign this weekend. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thanks so much for all the work you do. Love y'all. GamerGod69 says, Kipper the Eternal. Awesome shows for the cast.
Questions for the cast.
Awesome show cues for the cast.
Because they have a question for each person.
Oh, I gotcha. Thrifty, what happened to my boy Kipper? Tim and Jennifer's Tower Gray Longquire's Tower. Nika, which has been more fun, min-maxed or themed character? Mike, would you have kept Bear Charger if Jet wasn't already planned? Thank you.
Yeah, it seems like I'm going to read the questions and we won't answer.
I think it's funny they assume that Lonnie is not a min-max character. I don't know.
Yeah, she's totally min-max. What are you talking about?
Min-max for speed, baby. Downsackle says, Fly Slurish. Really glad I found your podcast, coming to D&D late in life. I'm glad to have a place to learn and laugh. I've been DMing for a 6 and an 8-year-old with highlights like the 8-year-old having to save the 6-year-old from drowning after he tried to fight a friendly boat captain. Just listened to episode 7 with timely references like Brad Pitt and Troy and unironic jokes about Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
I know I'm in for a wild ride. I really love the characters, and I'm excited to see how they get from those slabs all the way to episode 362. Keep up the great work. Nick V says, I'm so proud of you guys. Listening to do 362.5 right now. I'm so proud that you guys are using your platform to try and make a positive change to the world. So many others have tried to ignore it, but things will never change if we do. I've been listening since the first episode I heard about a year ago. I listened to everyone. I laughed out loud at least once during each episode, and you've become a set of friends I visit every week to laugh with. All right, we've gotten up to June 16th, ooh, friends.
Shit.
Nice job. Mostly because Bachman and Nika crushed hella reviews the past 2 weeks.
Hell yeah.
We tried.
Yeah, then going forward, you know, we can do that again.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink or at D&D Podcast, and we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you finish laying some thick ropes, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast where you can become a patron and have exclusive access to content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com. The song, Controlled Chaos, is by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0, creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Finally, I can crunch my nerd rub with abandon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.